Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Give him praise. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted. Father, we honor you for your kindness and your grace. Hallowed be your name. You are wonderful beyond description. I exalt you for your kindness and your marvelous love. Thank you for the price of the cross. Behold what love you have spread on us, that we should be called the children of God. I stand here to exalt you. Together with this august house, we stand even on behalf of this nation. Thank you for your help, your grace, your might, your hand. We exalt you again and again and again. Great is your faithfulness. You are King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Manchajibo. Manchajibo. Manchemia femia manche. Adebo. Femia manche. Thank you. Thank you. O my unto Jum ye radia ya. O yamese. Aye ye. O my unto Jum ye ra. My Lord. Ah, O yat. Missi O yamese. Oh. Hajonya misa. Hey, whom I am to know, ye hera. Oh, ya misa. Ha, ye. Oh, ya misa. Before I start, oh, ya misa. Hajonya misa, aye ye mama. That's right. Eni era, hunya misa. Mama yantu nyuma ni era diaye. Hajonya misa. I feel like a hunya misa. Help me. Come on, Hajonya misa. Come on, Umaya tunyo boy. That's right, Unya misa. Clap your hands again. Give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Son of the living God, Christ Jesus, whom we seek and desire to see. My name is Kofi Odru. I'm going to be with you from now until we bring the curtain down this. I want to welcome all our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters right here in person. And also welcome all our friends on Facebook, YouTube, podcast, Telegram, and the rest of them. I will also want to use the opportunity to welcome all our friends on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. We are live on Boom 88.7, Obatampa Radio 92.5, Vision 1 93.5. We come your way on Amansan Television. My name, Kofi Odro. This is Alabaster International Ministry, bringing you this live broadcast service. We're going to be with you from now until 8 o'clock. It's going to be a special time. I would love you to invite your family and friends to listen to this. It will be a tremendous blessing. Our foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 28th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." This is a similitude scripture in Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10. Philippians, the 10th chapter, the 10th verse, the Bible said that I may know Jesus and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. That is the quest, that is the desire, that is the focus, and that is the drive. We did not come to see a man with an eloquence or some finesse of spectacularity or spectacularism. We have come here to see the Christ. We do not even seek a nice church, you know, with a great ambience and good music and all that. We do not seek that. We do not even seek affinity or allegiance, fraternity or synergy with our friends and the people we have come to meet. We are here to see the Son of the Living God, the Savior of the world, the bread of life, the giver of all love, the essence of life. We have come to see the Christ. The reason why we seek him is that the moment we have a very clear clarity of revelation, then we can be soundly born again. Then we can be great citizens. Then we can be good husbands. Then we can be good wives. Then we can be good people. I say all the time that if there was no judgment, for example, and if there was no heaven or hell, for example, I still want to be a Christian. The reason is because it is a very, very exciting experience. Oh my God, it is exciting experience. This morning, as I have read this to you, allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke chapter 34 through to 36. The Bible said, "Take it to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always," the Bible said, "that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." For the sake of the theme of this morning, I started 3 weeks ago and I was talking to you, ladies and gentlemen, about the seven wonders of the end time. Then last week I spoke to you about the seven wonders of hell. This morning I'm speaking to you about the seven wonders of heaven. I know that I will not, because no preacher can be able to typify, not even the people who have had a direct encounter can be able to typify clearly and accurately what is in heaven. We can only use the portrait of the scriptures to be able to illustrate what the word of the Lord has outlined. And so my theme this morning is the seven wonders of heaven. There is a heaven. Just like there is a Tesano, just like there is your hometown, just like there is a location of where you live, And where you work, if there is an America, there is a heaven. If there is a Ghana, there is a heaven. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 9, the Bible said, but it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Look at verse number 10. Interestingly, he said, but God has revealed them unto us by the Spirit, by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yes, even the deep things of God. I've told you there are dimensions of God. There are deep things of God. So Jesus said the other day, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. There is a heaven, the dwelling of God. The Bible said heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. Whilst I'm building upon this, I would love you to take your seats. And this morning, if you came with a pen and a notepad, it will be an appropriate thing, because we will be doing a lot of note-taking and taking notes of most of the things that, the Spirit of God will have me say to you. When you look at the world as it is right now, ladies and gentlemen, I see so many amazing things that is going on all around us. It has been a very rainy week, and last night and the whole of yesterday, it had been raining in the city of Accra. Apparently, I checked in places in the eastern, western, in the Ashanti region, in the western and central regions, it has been raining torrentially, even in the Volta and the Oti region. But we give God the glory for the grace that we enjoy, and that the hand of God has kept you, and we have not heard any bad news, because his covenant with us is to grant us peace and unexpected end. Hallelujah. You can clap your hands. You are blessed and well. I sit and I look around, you know, the finance of the gospel. And Steve, when I look at the gospel as it is being disseminated, Jesus in Matthew, the 28th chapter, it is a profound scripture to the church, because it is just like a school or a university and a department of theorem. They have been mandated to disseminate or release some kind of syllabus or some kind of a curriculum to a school or to the cream of students. Now Jesus said in verse number 19 of this particular chapter, and he is saying, he said, all power is given unto me. When he said, go ye therefore into all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he said, and teaching them all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you unto the end of the age. In Acts chapter 5 and verse number 20, the Bible said, go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life. In other words, it is not only the words of heaven and hell, but all the words of this life. How to be wise and prudent and articulate. How to raise your children. How to be able to number your days and apply your heart unto wisdom. How to be able to understand the phenomenology of this life. How to be able to be an example to your children and an example to your congregation. How to be able to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. How to be able to be a good citizen and a great leader. How to be able to, you know, stand and pass over a great legacy to the next generation. You know, tell them the words of all the words of this life.
It is a profoundity when it comes to the dissemination of the gospel. We are not only here for your spirituality. We are also here for your humanity, your physicality. We are also here. I love it when he said, Apostle Paul, in his entreaties in Romans chapter 12, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, from verse number 1, by the message of God, that you present your bodies. He didn't say your spirit. Your bodies are living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then in verse number 2 he said, and do not be conformed to the pattern and to the lineage and to the blueprint and to the plan of this world, and be transformed. He, in other words, do not be carried away by the worldliness and the worthlessness of this world, for this world is passing away. And so Paul the apostle, in his epistemology, he said the other day in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 15, in that epistle, he mentioned, he said, love not this world, not the things that are in it. He said, if anybody loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. For he said, well, everything that is in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, he said, it's not of the Father, but of this world. And then in the next verse, he said, for the world and its pleasures is passing away, and all the things that are in the world truly is passing away. He that doeth the will of the Father. Matthew 7 and verse number, when he got to verse number 21, he said, not everybody that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. I have mentioned the kingdom of heaven, and that is the first wonder of heaven. Heaven is a kingdom. Heaven is a kingdom. Maybe let me make it easy for you. Heaven is a nation, because you understand a nation very well. Heaven is a nation. Heaven is a nation. A kingdom is a king within his domain. A king who has a domain or a territory. And heaven is a kingdom. That is why I said, if there is an America, there is a heaven. The wonder of the kingdom of heaven. The wonder that heaven is a kingdom. Matthew chapter number 3 and verse number 2. When John the apostle was making, I'm talking about John the Baptist, when he was making his submission in his assignment, his first message to his audience were, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, he was an ambassador of a kingdom, a representative of a kingdom. Jesus, when he started his message, he was making a submission in the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 4 and verse number 17, Jesus also said, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When he began to preach, that was his message. In Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 22 up to 24, the Bible said, we have come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, to the innumerable company of angels. We have come to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which is written in heaven. We have come to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. We have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkling of blood that speaketh better things than Abel. In other words, heaven is a place. It has people. It has a judge. It has a sprinkling blood of atoning. It has also, you know, the spirits of just men made perfect. It has innumerable company of angels, millions and trillions and billions and quadrillions of angels that sits in heavenly places. The Bible said the 24 elders, they cast their crowns before God, and there are four living creatures. Another version says there are four beasts that stands before Almighty God. Heaven is a kingdom. Oh, heaven is a kingdom. I feel like telling you that heaven is a kingdom. The king let his domain and humbled himself and took upon himself and took the fashion of a slave and went to the cross and died the death of a slave. Therefore God has exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus every knee bows, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord, all to the glory of the Father. The second wonder of heaven is that heaven, the second wonder of heaven is the wonder of a sinless kingdom. There is no sin in heaven. There is no iniquity in heaven. Wickedness and cruelty does not exist in that kingdom. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 9, the Bible said, know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? The Bible said, do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of them with mankind, of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortionists shall inherit the kingdom of God. In Revelation chapter 22, verse number 15, the Bible said, and out of heaven, out of without the walls, are the dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters. The Bible said, and whosoever loves to lie or make it a lie, the Bible said, they are found outside of heaven. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 8, Revelation 21 and the 8th verse, the Bible said, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. In other words, all these people will never inherit the kingdom of heaven. Gonna hear this, because idol worship will throw all of you into hell. I am repeating myself. Gonna hear this. Idol worship will throw you into the lake of fire. I am reminding all husbands that liars will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. I am reminding Jubilee House, liars will never inherit the kingdom of God. I am reminding all wives, and I'm reminding fiancés and fiancés, your lies will take you away from God and his fellowship and throw you into the lake of fire that is burning with brimstones and sulfur. I'm just reminding you, the third wonder of heaven is the wonder of newness. The wonder of newness. Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 2. The Bible said, I, John, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned or decorated for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and he will be their God. And the Bible said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, there shall be no more sorrow, and there shall be no more crying, neither will there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And the Bible continued to say, and he that sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Everything will be new. A brand new character, a new heart, a new identity, a new name. Everything will turn new. Everything will become new. A new image, a new personality. It is a kingdom where you yourself will look in the mirror in heaven and realize that you are brand new. A new person. A totally new person. Not this kind of Christianity that we are having at the moment on earth. We have assimilation that we are Christians, but we are not. You know, that is not what I'm talking about. The day you make it to heaven, the day you appear and look at the portrait of yourself, ladies and gentlemen, you will know you are a new person. Everything will be new. There will be a river of life flowing in that city. Everything will be new. There will be no pain, no more crying. I love verse number 4 of Revelation chapter 21. He will wipe away every tear from your eyes. I want to tell everybody who have lost loved ones. You've lost your father, your mother, your wife, your child. I want to tell you, you've lost a husband and a wife, and the pain of that person's departure bleeds your heart. I want to tell you, in heaven there will be no sorrow. There will be no tears. You will not have pain. There will be no betrayals. There will be no backstabbing. There will be none of those. In heaven it will be a glorious place. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare to you a city which has foundations and walls whose builder is God himself. I declare that the day we get to heaven, the songwriter says, what a joy and a rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We will sing and shout victory. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. Give him praise in the house of God. The fourth wonder of heaven is the wonder of how to get there. How to get to heaven is the fourth wonder. Somebody say that you talking very nicely about this city. How can I go there? There are three ways to go to heaven. Number one, by revelations and by encounters. Many people on earth have been transfigured and transfixed and translated while they are still on earth, and they are having a heavenly encounter. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 10, John the Revelator said, I was in the spirit on the day of the Lord, and I heard a great voice as of a trumpet speaking to me that I am the Alpha and the Omega. Revelation chapter 4 verse number 1, John the Revelator declares, after this I looked and behold a door was open in heaven, yet he was still alive on the Patmos, island of Patmos, and the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet that was speaking to me, and it said, come up here, John, and I will show you things which shall come hereafter. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse number 1, Apostle Paul says something very interesting about him, his own self. He said, it is not expedient, verse number 1 of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to you, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. He said, but God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but the Lord knows how he was caught up into paradise, and he heard unspeakable words which is not lawful for a man to speak or utter. Of such an one I will glory, yet I will glory of myself but in my infirmity. Apostle Paul was on earth but had a heavenly encounter. The second way to go to heaven is by giving your life to Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9, the Bible said, if you will confess with your mouth Jesus Christ as Lord and believe with your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. In the 10th verse, the Bible said, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth salvation, confession is made unto salvation. The last way to which to go to heaven, of which all of us will go through that way, is by death. Hebrews chapter 9 verse number 27, we will all die. The Bible said, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death there shall be judgment. Revelation chapter 14 and verse number 13, the Bible makes a submission in the word of the Lord. I heard a voice from heaven saying, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. The Bible said, the Spirit said, yes, they shall rest from their labors, and their works shall follow them. Some people would die in the Lord. Others would die just the death of a rich man in Luke chapter 16. Lazarus died in the Lord. blessed are the dead which die in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. Don't make the gospel look some kind of, you know, forget about these your heart theorems and all that, and let us, you know, be able to tell everybody once they die, I listened to some of the tributes in services and all that, and said we shall meet again. I truly tell you, there are people you will never meet again. The truth is that if somebody is going on the left and another to the right, they will not meet. If one goes to heaven, another to hell, they will not meet. So I'm looking at the tributes. Daddy, sleep well. You are forever in our hearts. We will meet again. You may not meet again. So say your words. Goodbye, Daddy. Goodbye. You may not meet again. We live our lives like we are going to be here forever. But death is imminent and inevitable at a particular point in your time. The Bible said in Job chapter 14 and verse number 5, he made a submission. He said, he has determined your months. The Bible said, and all your days which you will spend on earth have been determined. Your boundaries are set. You will not cross. If God has assigned you to live 50 years, 50 years will you live. You see somebody dying before 50 years, it is their sin that killed them. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. The Bible said in Psalm 34, verse number 21, he said, sin or iniquity shall kill the sinner. Bonne, ikum bonne for. So then, we shall all die. The only thing is that, it is your time that has not yet come. So when I look at the third way by which a person can go to heaven, I look at that. Daniel chapter 12 and verse number 2. The Bible said very clearly, he said, and many that are dead. Put this in GNT. In this particular version, the Bible said, many of the people who have already died shall live again. The Bible said, some will enjoy eternal life and others will suffer eternal disgrace. In other words, what I said, we are, the destinations are two. Some to eternal life, others to eternal damnation. And look at 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 12. The Bible says, he that of the Son has life. He that does not have the Son of God does not have life. Very interesting. The fifth wonder of heaven is my favorite. It is the wonder of crowns, books, and rewards. The fifth wonder of heaven is the wonder of crowns. Crowns. A crown on your head. Books. There are books in heaven. On Tuesday, I will be dealing with the books and rewards. This morning, allow me to deal with the crowns. There are five crowns the Bible talks about. The first crown is the crown of life. James chapter 1, verse number 12. The Bible said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them. To them that love him, there is a crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10. Dino kura kosi wo wo mo mema wo enkwa abotiri. Be faithful unto death and I will give you the crown of life. The second crown that will be given in heaven when you appear is the incorruptible crown. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 25. The Bible said, and every man that strive for masteries or mastery is temperate in all things. The Bible said, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are doing it to obtain an incorruptible crown. In heaven, there will be a crown that does not corrupt. The there is a crown that is eternal that God will give the people that will appear. The third crown in heaven that will be placed on your head will be the crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 7 to 8. The Bible said, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. Not only me, but all, unto all of them also that love the appearing of Jesus Christ. There is a crown of righteousness. A crown that you did right. You did right. You did what was right. What was godly in the eyes of God. There is a crown awaiting you. There is a crown that is awaiting you. After all this, if it is worthless, then I think that is not worth pursuing. Preaching on the streets, preaching, sweating every Sunday. Going on visitation to hospitals and praying for the sick and going to the destiny of the less fortunate and the privilege and doing all that. If it does not come with a reward, it's not worth pursuing. The Bible said in Hebrews 11, verse number 6, he said, he that cometh unto God must first believe that God is, and God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God rewards. Everything will be rewarded. There is a reward. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. There is a crown of righteousness. There is a reward, my darling. There is a reward. The fourth crown in heaven is a crown of glory. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 1. The Bible, this is the crown that is going to go to people like soul winner's crown. This is the soul winner's crown. And this crown is the crown of the preachers. This is the crown of fathers and mothers and parents and mentoring people. This is the crown of people that serve their nation very well. This is their crown. This crown goes to the people who are shepherds. Bishops, these are the church planters' crown, the crown of people that labor for the Lord, the crown of Sunday school teachers and people that serve in the house of God. They clean the house and build the church and all stuff like that. The people that sponsor the work of God, the people that serve in the house of the Lord, cameramen, production men, people that serve as ushers and instrumentalists and musicians, and people that worship in the house of God, the people that serves as cleaners and chapel keepers, and the people that serves even at the traffic department, the people that serves anywhere concerning church and the bookshops and all the other places, the people who work for the Lord in places like in the prisons, who are kind to the people, the people that are faithful at their stewardship. This is the crown of glory. There is a reward. I'm reminding all African leaders. I stand here and I condemn every coup. I condemn every coup that has ever been made. Every coup is not justified. But I'm telling African leaders that foolishness leads to coups. Foolishness, it leads to coups. There was nothing democratic about this Nigerian president. There was nothing democratic about this guy who was ousted in Mali. There was nothing democratic about him. Your foolishness is driving you to all this mutinies. The waste of finances and the waste of resources and, you know, uncalculated, constructed priorities. wasted priorities. Presidents who have no, you know, I got a call yesterday from my hometown. A person is sick and taken to a Tibia government hospital, and they said that he needs an imagery test, and there is none on the whole Kweu Ridge, and so the patients will have to be driven to Koforidua just for a scan and taken back. When you run a nation like this, foolishness drives into the hearts of soldiers who have no heads. It runs into the people who have no heads. When they take the guns, the first people they arrest is their president. Same style in Burkina Faso, same style in Niger, and all the other places. It's the same strategy and same methodology. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm using this opportunity and I'm addressing ECOWAS. Instead of having meetings how to restore democratic governments, you better have the discipline, fiscal discipline, moral discipline, how to be able to administrate a country very well. Don't wait until foolish people take guns and remove you from office, and then you come wasting the time of everybody. I'm telling you, there is a reward of great leaders, reward of leaders who serve their nations very well. There will be a reward of glory. ECOWAS emergency meeting, nonsense. Sometimes I think about this ECOWAS and I think it is just a waste of time. I want to use opportunity to talk to everybody. Can I have silence now? I want to use opportunity to speak and address some of these things. When we take money and give it to young girls and build houses and buy cars, and people who work 30, 40 years cannot even, who cannot even have basic care medically, basic education, basic amenities like drinking water, electricity, basic amenities like motorable roads, then you are driving foolishness into the hearts of people. When a nation have resources but does not know how to prudentially invest those resources, then we are making people who have no business with the executive, judiciary, and legislature take guns and misuse national resources. And I look at Sudan right now, and I look at the foolishness of their leaders. This is the reason why two generals will be fighting to the detriment of the ordinary Sudanese. So the ordinary Sudanese can go to school. And we are here having ECOWAS emergency meeting. Let the foolishness stop and let prudence start being on the table. Let implementations of our needless and numerous meetings be done so that we can keep Kubala boys out of the executives. That people who serve well, and not for selfish interest and gain. If a sanitation minister can siphon all these funds, tell me what he does to get this. It gives foolish soldiers opportunity to take guns and kill foolish people who are stealing and looting a nation. I came only as a voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way of the Lord and making his path straight. Needing nothing from you. How can you escape the domination of hell? How can you escape the domination of hell? Basic amenities. As I speak to you, the dialysis treatment of Kolebu is shut down. That young man, O.J. Black, died of kidney failure. Who knows whether he had an opportunity to be on the machine or not? You may go and check, and the machine has even broken down. And we are here blowing money and flying private planes and wasting lives and opportunities given you. The people love you and they queue in the sun and in the places to vote and vote for people like you. And all you do is waste the time and resources and the opportunities that has been given you. I don't blame you. It is the church and its preachers and pulpiteers that I blame. We are the voice of every nation, bringing sanity and order and dignity. But the moment we extend, you people extend a hand of compromise and a fellowship of, what's the word? I need that particular word. Contempt. The hand of contempt and compromise. Then we can no more tell truth to you. So we have fathers and mothers, and most of you, them cannot tell truth to you. Look at how Ghana is bleeding. One tin of milk is 9 cedis, 50 pesos. I'm talking to leaders. Sit down and think. The foolish electorates which you used to give torch lights and cutlasses are over. These are now a discerning group of people. In the next election, when Ghanaians vote against this government, it is not because they like the other one. But they want to make a statement to this one. As I finish, I want to tell the people who work in department agencies and ministries, it is not everything that is government. And then when I speak about the agencies, departments, and ministries, I'm speaking to you who sits here. We are civil servants and public servants. The Minister of Foreign Affairs was screaming her lungs out. Honorable Minister, you did well, but let me tell you that corruption started before you became a minister. Your job was to stop it. Screaming alone like I'm doing this morning cannot alone stop it. Decisions like the ones His Majesty Otumfo Osaitutu II has been making since he took the throne, he has been able to remove and destitute not less than 10 chiefs. That is leadership. Your Majesty, live long. That is leadership. We fire people. People go to jail. We don't care whether he is your party boy. This, your nonsense, must stop. The people of Ghana and the people of Africa deserves better. First Peter chapter 5 and verse number 1-4. The Bible said, the elders which are among you I exhort. Who am I also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you. taking the oversight thereof, nor not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd, Christ the King, shall appear, you shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away. The crown of glory will be given to presidents that serve their nations well, to generals that lead their armies well, to pastors and preachers and pulpiteers and bishops that takes care of their own, to nurses and doctors who serve with the heart of Florence Nightingale. They will receive a crown of glory. Not the applause of men, not awards of wooden sculptures, but crown of glory that faded not away. In the NLT, in this version of the Bible said, in this particular, he said, when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor. To martyrs, to missionaries who have died painful deaths, a crown of glory awaits you. To the fathers of Pentecostalism, of the Orthodox Church, of charismatism, of the prophetic ministry in this end time, I want to tell you, and all the generations past, a crown of glory is awaiting you. There is a crown of glory. And to all the foolish pastors, according to Ezekiel 13, the lake that is burning with brimstone and fire is awaiting you. You couldn't sleep with anybody like your church member. The abuse of the pulpit is too much in my generation. The contamination is too much. The abuse of the word of the Lord with foolish and very, very degrading doctrines are too much. People can sit boldly on television and talking nonsense with all basis in this thing. We want to use opportunity to finish like that. Very sad scenarios. Now preachers are teaching people, marry 4 or 5 people. Preachers are talking to people. You can drink and go to the club and still come to church. These are seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. I don't care who you are. The word of God cannot be broken. Scripture cannot be broken. The word is exalted and dignified. And we do not care who you know is. Let me finish up, and I'm telling this to everybody who is here. I close the service. Sin is sin. There is no compromise. Sin is sin. I'm telling you the word of God. Sin is sin. There are many people who will never come to church because the preacher abused her or abused him. This is the reason why the church people have had boldness. We sin and we come boldly with our dead conscience into the house of God. This is why miracles have disappeared. No encounters. Godless churches where there is no move of the Spirit of God. We sleep in our boyfriend's house and we jump to communion the next Sunday. Abortion is on the rise everywhere. There is no more remorsefulness. As for divorce, it is like we are changing shoes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the king is coming. The church he will rapture is going to be a spotless, a wrinkleless, a blameless church. It will be holy. It will be pure. It will be chaste. I'm talking to you. Come on, Samuel Jaya. Come on, Samuel Jaya. Gospel musicians start and sing and we cannot even feel any spirit within it. The presence of God is disappeared from God's people. The reason is because of our carnality. Carnality. We sit in church fighting among ourselves. How can the Spirit of God move in a place like that? How can the Spirit of God be moving in a place where a person, two people, three people, four people are against themselves? And because most churches go to say, I have money, I give this and that. So preachers cannot even tell them. Na prani, bro. You're chatting with a man different from your husband and you don't even talk to your husband. Your heart is evil. I told you, your heart is evil. And until you repent thoroughly, you will languish in hell. It is sad that the gospel, the real gospel, nobody laid hands on us and said, receive the gospel. No. They were preaching it and we were crying. When they were preaching, we were crying. Because we were sinners lost, needing a savior for our souls. Now church is all about you will go to Canada. Come and receive a visa. The Savior has been placed aside. And we are here entertaining ourselves. And God sits in heaven and look at a church that has backslided from glory. I came here to announce to you, return back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Repent and come back to the Savior of your soul. Return with a remorseful and a repentant heart, and he will receive you. Repent and receive grace. I'm talking to you. We steal and still, you know, remove part of the stealing, you know, victual. We take some of it and come and give to God as tithe. I don't care who you are and what money. Evil money is evil money. Blood money is blood money. You know, cocaine, drug money is drug money. I'm telling you, this is very, very simple. You cannot buy the grace of God, and you cannot buy God, and you cannot buy the things of God, and you cannot buy the gifts of God. You cannot pay for the Spirit of God. In these last days, you are going to see bold, untainted preachers of righteousness. You will see revivalists of the end time who are crying in the wilderness. They will call presidents to repentance. kings to repentance, chiefs to repentance. And if you kill them, they are ready to die for the soul. Die for their soul and go to eternal glory and go and receive a crown of glory. What is the essence of sitting in a service like this and still be sharing nude and naked pictures? What is the essence of that? Perversion, decadence, decay, corruption everywhere. Bribery is a very, very, very normal thing in Ghana. Obiko police, bribery. Obiko soldier, bribery. Obiko nursing, bribery. Obiko teaching, bribery. So by the time he comes out on a full bred bribery person. Put up that thing for me. Full of bribe. That just say. When I'm here, I will be to me. The only person that can heal us is Christ. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Clap your hands for the Lord. I'll continue on Tuesday. A crown of glory. If Amoako appears before the throne, one of the most painful things that will ever happen is going to be what the scripture that I read in Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 21. But in verse 22, the Bible makes a very, interesting submission. It said, many will come that day and say, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out devils in your name? And even done wondrous works in your name? In the 23rd verse, the Bible said, then the Lord will profess unto them, I never knew you. Wow. Wow. I never knew. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Instead of fathers putting their children to order, they get up and they are fighting useless battles. If I am a father, my daughter goes to marriage, and my daughter is misbehaving, I put my daughter to order. That is righteousness. If I am a father and my daughter's husband is an abuser, I go there and I put my son-in-law to order. That is righteousness. One of the ways of putting my son-in-law in order, it was to remove my daughter from that place for a period of time and see whether the heart of this man will be repented, than to leave my daughter for this abuser to kill her. I don't join the battle. I don't join the fight. I don't take sides. I am a father. Whoever is wrong, I put you to order. So when I see people sitting on television talking nonsense, my assignment does not end in church. It goes beyond church. It comes to the radio. It comes to the television. I come beyond that to put the ways of God right. As I see, let me put it this way. God will judge all of us. All of us. Everybody will be judged. According to your works. According to your works. You will be judged. I like it how he puts it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13. The word of the Lord says something very interesting. He said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because every man's work will be revealed by the fire. The fire will try every man's work. Two of you are good gem. Uzu ye nyaminipa. Ye bet two nyume good gem. We will not dispute whether you are from God or not. No. Yet the wonyuma be good. Instead of sitting in a church for them to tell me fairy tales, sugar-coated messages, I rather sit in a place where truth, righteousness has been disseminated. Eternal life and godliness is being disseminated. Tell it anyhow. Just give it to me. And let me take it and go and put my life in order. Your two hands are on your heart. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. We want to make it to heaven. And on earth, we want to be the salt and the light. God, be gracious to us. Be gracious to us. The two hands are on your heart. Talk to God. This is a personal prayer. This is a personal prayer. This is a personal prayer. Before I sign off this morning, let me give everybody the opportunity to rededicate your heart to Christ. To give your life to repent of dead works. And give your all to Jesus Christ. To come to the saving Lord. And to tell him to have mercy on your soul. Whilst you have the opportunity to repent on earth. Than to go and beg in hell. Whether you are here online, on television, on radio. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, everyone who prayed that prayer with us, we are asking, heal our hearts, heal our lives, heal our nation, heal our church, heal our continent. Restore unto us the joy of salvation, renew a right spirit within us. We thank you for the privilege to hear the gospel. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, be merciful to us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Are you clapping these hands? Preachers, keep preaching. Singers, keep singing. Yeah, there is a crown of glory before I sign off this morning. Preach the word until the sinner is saved and the backslider is reclaimed. There is a crown waiting for you. Church of Pentecost, keep preaching. Presbyterian Church, keep preaching. Keep working. Roman Catholic, Methodist, Anglican, all the places. Get back in line and let's do God's will. Alabaster, wake up and shine. Go to places and take the gospel with you. No compromise, no bending down until souls are won. The afflicted is restored. Yeah. There is a crown of life. Dr. Mpia Kofi, you will receive a crown of life. All the nations where you are preaching, there is a crown of life. Christy Duterte, there is a crown of life. For all the 46 years of your work. AG1 and your wife, there is a crown of life. Bishop Dark, for all the crusades, there is a crown of life. Dr. Otterbell, there is a crown of life. Nicholas Duncan Williams, there is a crown of life. All the Catholic bishops, I'm telling you, there is a crown of life. People who are serving in war-torn countries, there is a crown of life. May the Lord bless you and honor you. I appreciate it. Want to join us for our offerings? 0249-809911 0249-809911 or 0592296667. Guys on television, you have all the details as well as the guys online. I'll catch you, God willing. We start in our Forest and Bible Kestia, our 3-day fasting and prayer this Wednesday at Achimota Girls Guys Training Camp. It's going to be special. 8 o'clock to 10. Don't miss. Grace of God will be our portion. On Tuesday, we are here 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock rather, in the evening to 8, and we are done. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you in the next service. When I see the beastly activity coming, I see it is attacking a system that is attacking the patience and the faith of the believer. This generation is an intolerant generation. Intolerant government, intolerant leadership, intolerant church people, intolerant church, intolerance! Intolerance. Look at that. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Yeah, why? We want God to do something for us, but we have no patience. Impatience! Impatience. You put people in office, they are very intolerant. They loot as if there is no tomorrow. Shocking! And he's talking about patience. And that is one thing this generation doesn't have. I am going to tell everybody who is watching me and listening to me, be careful you don't miss the narrow gate. Because it is so eminent when you... The Bible said ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. 2022, if there is a commodity you need, patience! Patience. You need patience in prayer, patience in your faith, patience in your family, patience. Be patient with your wife and with your husband. Be patient.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.